At the recent Bayer Agricultural Advocacy event, just ahead of Commodity Classic in Orlando, had the chance to visit for a few moments with Amy Hood, who is the Regulatory Sciences Lead for Bayer Crop Science, talking about their efforts in increasing the populations of monarch butterflies.
Why this effort? Why the interest in trying to move the needle on the monarch population?
So for monarchs, I think about monarch butterflies for me and what an iconic species it is. You know, I think as a child, monarch butterflies are just cool. They have a great life cycle. And, when I think about my education, I learned a lot about them. And now that they've become a species where their population has been fluctuating, I think we want to jump in and think about how we could change that. And it becomes broader because getting habitat back on the land is something we can all contribute to. And farmers especially, we all know farmers love the land and are really good stakeholders of the land. And getting habitat back in the land is a piece of that puzzle.
The efforts that Bayer's been involved with, I know, have kind of been moving forward. You've kind of allowed them to build momentum, and over the last year or so, some real results.
Yeah, I'll tell you, in the Midwest, for those that don't know, the overwintering population in Mexico was up about 144% this year over last year, which is great. And that's how I think about it. That's good news. That means we're headed in the right direction, and we still got a lot of work to do. And the programs that we're working on will continue because we know that we've started. They're starting to make a difference, and we still have a long way to go in continuing to ensure that even with other fluctuations, whether it's issues with climate or warm, cold spells, those types of things, the thing we can control is getting habitat in the ground. And so continuing to do that will allow for continual recovery of the population.
And that means that even landowners, even small landowners, can participate.
Absolutely. And our Feed a Bee program helps anyone do that. Feed a Bee is very cool. You can go to feedabee.com. Great resources where we can give you pollinator seed. And they're for anyone. We've been able to give away seeds to about 1 million people, which means about 3 billion seeds have been given out around the United States and have been planted in all 50 states. So as of just last year, we got some seeds planted in Hawaii and Alaska. So proud to say that program's really making a difference in getting habitat in the ground, especially for consumers.
Why is that important to the agricultural community in general?
Well, I think everybody being aware of how they can contribute to solve a problem is important, and getting passionate about is important. But I think, so I'll tell you what, for me, I did not grow up on a farm, and I'm a terrible farmer. Ask my sons how well my tomatoes don't grow every year. But to be able to plant things and have an appreciation about what an art it is and what skill it takes, I think is important and gets people fired up about an issue in a good way.
Where's this whole effort going?
Oh, so I think it will continue. I think we've got a lot. I'm so excited that we have people aware of the issue, understanding what's going on with the monarch butterfly and willing to chip in and think about what we can do about it. Because so the realism is there will be another species that's next that is troubled, whether it's a native bee species or a songbird. And we're going to have to think about what we need to do. And the good news is, with the things we've already done with pollinator habitat, we're absolutely headed in the right direction and doing things that will help those species as well.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Hood, the Regulatory Sciences Lead for Bayer Crop Science. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.